Yemen's president may be in more serious condition than was originally thought, and his injuries, it turns out, were perhaps not caused by a rocket attack on the presidential palace.
Blood on the floor where Yemen's president was wounded Friday in what now looks like an assassination attempt. A Western diplomatic source says it was a bomb, not a rocket attack, as Yemeni officials first reported.
That's a CNN reporter in Sana'a. President Ali Saleh may never return to Yemen, and his moment may have passed.
There's already been a transition of power in Sana'a, perhaps, but it's not clear who the power transitioned to. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 8th. Taking a look at what's going on in Yemen when the news seems to be breaking every moment.
And let's check the morning's top news. Saudi bedside manner may be the headline this morning. Yemen's President Ali Saleh could have some important visitors to his hospital room in Saudi Arabia. Our partner, the BBC, reports Saleh's main rival arrived in the Saudi capital of Riyadh yesterday, reportedly trying to meet with Saleh and find a peaceful transition of power. State Department spokesman Edgar Vasquez says the U.S. is involved in talks to help that Yemeni transition.
Our ambassador in Yemen is meeting with a broad spectrum of Yemeni society and Yemeni government. So the process, we would like to see it move forward.
More about the impact of those talks and the power vacuum in Yemen in a few minutes.
In Syria, as a chant for regime change in the northern city of Jisr al-Shugar, witnesses say a showdown is brewing there between elite government forces and soldiers who reportedly joined the uprising. Large convoys of tanks are reportedly on their way to that city this morning. The unrest in the Arab world is one reason oil prices have jumped in recent months. Right now, OPEC ministers are meeting to decide whether to raise production levels. The Saudis are pushing for an increase, while countries like Iran and Iraq say they want to see oil prices hold steady at more than $100 a barrel. Whatever decisions is reached, it'll impact us here at home. Yesterday, President Obama said there's no denying the economic recovery is struggling.
Obviously, we're experiencing some headwinds. Gas prices probably being most prominent. It has enormous impact on family budgets and on the psychology of consumers.
The president, though, says he is not worried about a double-dip recession.
And oil has been trading down all morning, down almost to $98 a barrel. It's a big morning in the fight against the wall of fire in Arizona, the so-called Wallow Fire. About 2,500 firefighters worked all night to keep that fire from cresting a ridge and taking aim at two mountain towns. Russell Houston lives in one of those towns.
At first you think, well, it's not going to affect you because it's so far away. As time goes along, you can see the smoke and you think, boy, what a monster, and you really have no idea until it's right up on top of you.
A report smoke is being seen as far away as Iowa. A report on that fire in a half hour. The latest round in the ongoing fight over President Obama's health care overhaul lands in a federal appeals court today. A three-judge panel will hear arguments on whether to reverse a Florida judge's ruling that struck down a key part of the law.
And the Dallas Mavericks tied up the NBA Finals 2 games apiece. Now they beat the Miami Heat last night. Dirk Nowitzki overcame a 102-degree fever to hit that game-winning shot. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down right now. The Dow starts at 12,070. The S&P will open at 1,284 and the NASDAQ at 2,701. As we said, we're going to speak more about Yemen and its absent president. What does it mean for the country? And we'll also go to check in on that fire in Arizona. But another conversation is texting while driving. The text message is now 18 years old this week. Do we have the right punishments in place for people to prevent people from texting while driving? We have a lot of Takeaway listeners weighing in on this. Text the word TAKE, followed by your response to 69866, hopefully while you are pulled over, or you can also call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. What should be the punishment, if any, for texting while driving?
You have an 18-year-old text message. You should answer it. Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.